want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is cookbooks. A writer named Brooke Larson recently wrote in an online magazine named Culture Trip, "The Japanese and English borrow words from each other all of the time. There is a whole subset of the Japanese language known as gairaigo, loan words, many of which come from English, including tobacco, for cigarettes, and rezutoran, for restaurants. It's why we call a large wave a tsunami and singing over famous tracks in a bar karaoke. The English language has evolved to become a glorious treasure trove of borrowed words, phrases, and sayings from all over the globe. Yet there are still gaps in the language, which sometimes makes it hard for speakers to express themselves. Sometimes a sensation you never knew existed only crystallizes once you've learned there's a word for it, such is the case with the Japanese word sundoku, which describes the habit of accumulating more books than you can actually get around to reading. The word is a combination of two Japanese words. Sun comes from the verb meaning to pile, and doku from to read. This is a condition I would wager many of my A Word on Food listeners would admit to. I know I have it. And with the ease it is to download books to a device from the internet, it has made it exponentially even crazier. My love of books goes, like I imagine many of you, to childhood. It was my quiet escape route, and I took it daily. I would read in trees, on noisy buses, in my bed with a flashlight, long after I was told to turn the lights off and get some sleep. Frankly, it saved me from what might have been a long, slow burn of a life of being a line cook. Being a line cook when you are 21 is fun if you are into the cooking cadence, but it is not something one should think is fun when they are 41. Somewhere on the road, one needs to turn from being the foot soldier into a trusted chief, or chef, if you will. Books brought me that salvation. I began with one cookbook in my library, like the journey up the mountain beginning with one step. My collection began with that first book. The world of cooking became illuminated, past the routine world of the kitchens, into the what-if world. The author of that first book was James Beard, and the book is titled Theory and Practice of Good Cooking. It was an incredibly lucky break. It was the way Mr. Beard broke that book down that I think was the skeleton key that helped me begin to unlock the methodology of cooking. He divided the book up by techniques. The chapters were not soups, salads, appetizers, and so on. He organized theory and practice with chapters on poaching, grilling, pickling, steaming, roasting, baking, and the like. It clarified so much in my culinarily unschooled mind. I had not been to a cooking school of any kind, and I still have not. My means of learning is a coalition between what the genius author Malcolm Gladwell talked about in his essay on the 10,000 hours being the magic number for one to find greatness. I doff my cap to the world of reading and writing books and radio shows. Sundoku, it is a malady I have fallen in love with. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Whoa.